There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kirby described Ole Miss as big humans, large, fast humans. They're good defensively.
They are large, fast humans, but they are not elite.
No. And, you know, Lane Kiffin, again, used the portal to bolster his team. The reason why I think, you know, again, the Dogs can handle this is because they've already shown you they've played two of the toughest road games in college football. At Alabama, we know how that started. Probably should have won. Didn't happen. Nice comeback. At the end of the day, you take the L. Texas, everybody's there, and everybody expects Georgia to fold, and you handle the moment. This environment will be close, Mike, but it ain't that. And just because of the stadium size, I mean, you know, Hemingway only holds about 65,000 folks. And when it's rocking, it's great. But, you know, you doubled that at Texas. And the bottom line is, I do think that Georgia is built for this moment. Like, this particular team has shown they can handle this, playing a bigger and I think, a better opponent. I know everybody's kind of forgotten about Texas. I'm going to tell you, I still expect them to be here in Atlanta playing for the SEC championship. Now, they got to get past A&M, and if that happens, I think Georgia is going to be the opponent, Mike, and then we'll see how this plays out. We're still talking about them playing in the college football playoff. But I just feel like if you're asking me, somebody just said to me, Dukes, why do you feel like Georgia has a chance to go on the road and handle this with what you guys have been talking about with Ole Miss this week? Because they're built for it. They've shown that they can handle this. This is why scheduling matters. You can't play cupcakes and then get into these big games and then go on the road and expect to win.
No, the only X factor in this is Carson Beck. I mean, I know Jackson Dart is good, but he hasn't played a defense like Georgia yet.
No.
You know, and certainly, you know.
It's like yours, Mike.
Right, at LSU. I mean, LSU's corners are terrible. That's what makes so weird about this Alabama. We'll get to that later in the 4 o'clock, but you'll hear our take with Danny Cannell. But, you know, the LSU-Alabama game, that should be some of the best corners going to the next level. When you beat LSU, when you go and you score points, they didn't beat them. LSU got them, but they don't have an elite corners. Georgia does. Georgia's got great secondary. They got good pieces. I do feel that this one comes down to Carson Beck because the weather may be a concern. Ole Miss does have a good defense. They got a ball-hawking defense. They get after the quarterback. They're going to get pressure on Beck. How does Beck handle the pressure on the road?
That's a great question. It really is. 404-726-0929. The weather thing is real because Jackson Dart's offense, he is the FBS leader in total offense. At 390, it's like 384 game, but the offense is wide open, and they're going to throw it around. And if it's raining, which it might, and there's rain in the forecast and all of this stuff, Mike, now you're talking about balls slipping out of hands, potential picks, all of that stuff. So we'll see. But I think Georgia is built for it, and I think they'll go handle business. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be a blowout because every time we say that, that doesn't take place. But I do think that they find a way to get it done. But if Beck throws three picks, Mike, and you can't overcome it, we're going to be in here on Monday talking about This thing's, you're not going to be able to trust him moving forward.
And by the way, looking at our Dukes and Bell, Heyman, super Accu Doppler radar.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Yeah, 45% chance of rain at 2 o'clock. It's going to be raining throughout the morning. So it's the outer effects of that storm that came up and through. So we'll see. But yeah, I mean, the defense, everybody I've read as far as the so-called experts, air quotes, likes the under in this one.
I would agree with that. We got plenty more to dive into. What did Matthew Bergeron say to us about his play, how he's developing? I think he's one of the best young guards in the league. He played tackle in college, and he talked to us about that as well. It's on the way, but right now, let's get to an NFL Blitz! NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Hey, let's get to what happened last night. I mean, Lamar to Rashad Bateman, this made it 35-28, and you're thinking, this thing's over.
Now you've got to go for the end zone because it's third down, and you don't want to settle for the field goal. Third and five, Lamar takes the snap, backpedaling, drifting to the left, running left, right lob back of the end zone, touchdown Ravens! Rashad Bateman on the receiving end!
Mike, this was a very entertaining game. Burrow throws for 428 and four touchdowns. Chase, 11 catches for 264 and three touchdowns. By the way, you got him in your fantasy league?
No, of course not. No, I've got Maserati Marvin Harrison, who's driving like a friggin' Yugo. Give me nothing. No, I think the dude's got he's got Jamar Chase. That's why the dude wins the championship. Anyway, the game last night I thought was fantastic. Lamar looked sluggish at first, and then he really, like you see, throws the switch. Talked about it with Brian McFadden. Didn't understand why they didn't use Derrick Henry more, but they really haven't all season. They kind of picked their spots. But he got involved, moving around, improvisation. Just so good what Lamar did. Look, Lamar has taken an MVP season, and he's actually like almost doubled how good it was.
Which is crazy, because it was really good last year, and it's better this year.
Coming up in 5 minutes.
Christian McCaffrey is on the mend. If they get one of the best playmakers in the NFL back, what's it mean for the 49ers? It's our NFL Blitz. Back to the game last night. Joe Burrow, Mike. This is when he throws it to Jamar Chase. And by the way, if you've not seen this highlight, you talk about a throw and a catch. Over two defenders in the back of the end zone, and then Chase gets his feet down. I don't know if you could have thrown a more perfect ball. Right. This made it the decision for them to either kick the field goal and maybe play for overtime or go for two. What a play.
From the 5-yard line, Burrow catches the shotgun snap. He throws it into the end zone.
Boom.
Chase
Boom.
Makes the catch Boom. On the back line for the touchdown. And it looks like the Bengals will go for two with 38 seconds to go to try to win the game.
You like the call?
I think he felt some kind of way about letting his team down last time. Remember, this is they go to overtime. I said this yesterday. They ran three running plays, and Burrow was killing them like he was last night, and he doesn't allow Burrow to throw the football in overtime to try to move the ball and score. They kick a field goal. They missed. Ravens get it back. Henry, 50-something yard run. Ravens win the game. On the road, Mike, they needed this one. I think it was the right call.
And unfortunately, I mean, look, if you're not going to call stuff at the end of the game, then why have the rules in the first place? You know, I mean, I know, like, I know you had the cover with the Bengals, and it was a moot point, but there's a defensive holding that's obvious. Gesicki can't get loose. He throws his hands up. Now, sometimes you throw your hands up immediately. Generally, that's to draw attention to it.
Yep.
They didn't go there. But then they got the face mask on Burrow. That's obvious. The thing is, guys, when you're inside the two-minute warning, you've also seen it. Sometimes they pick up a flag. That's New York. That's somebody in their ear. So what does that guy go and get, what, a double, like, bacon double cheeseburger when the final 30 seconds of the game? Where was the guy with the video who saw it to buzz down and say, no, the game's not over, man. You guys missed the face mask. Quick, go look. That's half the distance to the goal. And now,
get another
now,
set.
Now, I get it. It's a two-point conversion. Well, that gives you – it changes the complexion of what you may do.
What you do, yeah.
Or same thing goes on the defensive holding. The refs missed it, and the Bengals, look, we saw what happened against the Chiefs. There's been some really crappy calls in the last 2 minutes of games in the NFL this year.
I agree. So,
or no calls in this case.
It's 35-34. You kick the field goal. Overtime. They decide to go for two.
Burrow takes the snap. Ravens bring blitz pressure. Burrow throws to the end zone. It's incomplete! It's incomplete! And with 38 seconds left to play, the Hayes in the barn! Oh, what a wild way to end it tonight as the Ravens will sweep the series from the Bengals and improve to 7-3.
So, if anything, for the Bengals, because there's no debating Burrow's ability and how good he is, they have to find a better way to start every stinking year, 0-3, 0-4, down two games in the division. Mike, they lost to the Patriots, Chiefs, and Commanders to start the season. They put themselves behind the eight ball. And now, this is why these games matter early. We said this about our schedule, guys, when everybody's like, oh, it really doesn't start till you play the division. No.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You've got to get some momentum. You've got to find out some things about yourself. And now, I got to tell you, with this record where they are, and they still have division games against the Steelers, the improved Browns with Jameis, Steelers. I mean, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Well, I mean, you know, the T. Higgins thing early. They also, guys, you got to remember, at the beginning of the season, their defensive line was injured. They had a lot of injuries in their front seven. And then you had, you know, some of these calls, like the Chiefs game. The refs got involved twice. Joe Burrow, after the game, says he doesn't expect to get these calls. He just kind of shrugged it off and said, that's it. Mike Garoppolo
is
says,
that disrespectful? Like, I don't get the respect?
Well, he just, for whatever reason, you know, like, they went to a Super Bowl a couple years ago, but they're not getting the love. Garoppolo from NFL Network says, yeah, remember, this is the same argument the Bucs. The Bucs, you know, don't go for two, get beaten overtime. I just think against Lamar Jackson, it was the right call to go for it. But it would help if the refs officiate properly.
Totally agree. Christian McCaffrey, guys, is participating in the 49ers practices. Kyle Shanahan, that is, has said he's seen enough to believe that the star running back will make his season debut, Mike, Sunday. So, McCaffrey, if in fact he's back, don't count the 49ers out of this thing. And I think a lot of people have said, all right, you know, Ayuk's done. Mm-hmm. They've had their injuries. When's McCaffrey coming back? If he's back and he's back,
right.
49ers are 500. Coming out of a bye. They're 4-4. They go to Tampa this weekend. By the way, what a schedule for Tampa.
Right.
I'm not going to count them out if that guy's back and see how they can turn it on. Maybe they win, you know, their next six or seven.
6-point favorites on the road going cross-country but coming off the bye. That's interesting. Also, Dan Quinn, who likes doing hard stuff with good people.
Yeah.
Says this is one hell of a litmus test this weekend.
You think so, Dan, with the Steelers? You believe that?
It's a hell of a litmus test.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
Coming up.
Iron will sharpen iron. In this case, steel will sharpen steel. I don't know.
Coming up, Matthew Bergeron talks about playing O-line for our Falcons, where he's at, how he's developed, and the Saints. Stay tuned. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by our friends at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big O's doing all the things today, by the way. Turtle is off. He'll be back next week. And he will have Yeah Man, No Man. Also, Steve Koonin set to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. Hawks in Detroit tonight. Rishai Shea had a terrific game against the Knicks. And we're hoping he can follow that up tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Also, Mike, we will hear from our buddy Danny Cannell at 4 o'clock. We had a great conversation with him in regards to this weekend in college football and what he said about Carson Beck. Found it very interesting.
Yeah, man, we've been trying to get the 411. What do you do? Is it on Bobo? You got to fix this thing and all that. And certainly, you know, we just talked about it. You know, it's a road game with a good aggressive defense. I mean, this is one. By the way, if Carson Beck can handle his business, I'll get off his back. You know, you guys, you say, can't believe. But I tell you, I'm not the only one. You know, we did that poll. It was basically 50-50, like 51 and change a percent didn't believe in Carson Beck just 2 weeks ago. And then he goes and does what he did in the cocktail party.
Yeah, we will talk about that with Danny Cannell coming up. But right now, we want you to hear what one of our best offensive linemen had to say to Mike and I as we were at Flowery Branch this week. But right now, we're joined by Matthew Bergeron, our left guard. This dude's a silent killer. And listen, when he got drafted, everybody went, oh, Syracuse, where's this guy? And he's come in here, Mike. He's not said a whole lot. We love his personality, but he has been a baller for the Atlanta Falcons. Right. Matthew, man, how you been? It's good to have you.
Oh, been good, man. It's been a good year. I'm having a lot of fun, so I'm just happy to be here with you guys, man. Thank you for having me.
Right, and not to blow smoke, but we did say last year, rarely does a guy plug in, and we're not talking about you. Mm. I'm not hearing holding number 65. You know what I mean? It's just, and look, and unfortunately, it was an injury, but you took advantage of the opportunity, and you've been starting ever since.
No doubt. I mean, I'm just surrounded by a bunch of great guys. It's like playing next to Jake Matthews, playing next to Drew Dahlman, having Chris Lindstrom, and obviously Coach Lethford has done a great job for helping me with that transition, because I was a tackle in college and came in and played as a left guard. It's a lot different, you know, so they did a good job of helping me, so I'm just really grateful to be surrounded by those people.
So playing left tackle, and obviously that means he's got good feet, guys. Right. If you're an offensive lineman and you're playing right. left tackle, yeah. and then they move you inside, mm-hmm. how much has that helped you?
I mean, everything that I learned at tackle definitely helped me with that transition at guard, but also some of these things maybe also, like, knocked me, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, I got a tendency of playing high.
My because of tackle?
Yeah. And at tackle, you get a lot more space as far as in pass protection and in the run game. So I had to tight up my feet, tight up my hands and stuff like that. So I think that might have been the hardest part of my transition. So I'm still working on it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect, but yeah.
You get like half a count of tackle. You know, it's guard. They're right there.
Right, they're right there. Yeah, those guys are right there. They got a big jump on you, and that tackle, you get a lot more space. So that was the main thing for me, just getting used to It's like a fight in the phone booth at guard. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they're right there. So you got to be quick with your hands, quick with your feet. But, yeah.
Well, it's funny because we had Jake Matthews on a couple of weeks ago. It's Matthew Bergeron's with us in studio here, and he was saying, I said, man, it seemed like what we just said to you, it seemed like you plugged in. He goes, yeah, man, he picks it up. He likes, you talk about your swag, mm-hmm. you know, because you don't want to not be yourself. Coming, if you have attitude and edge, you got to play with that, right?
No doubt. You got to have an edge, and especially in this league, you know, everybody's good around you, so you got to have a certain confidence about yourself, about your game. So it definitely helped me a lot, and I feel like there's a huge difference in my confidence from last year and this year, just with experience. Mm-hmm. And the year two is totally different. I got a good routine going and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's been good. And, you know, playing next to Jake definitely helped me a lot. I don't got to worry about making calls and stuff like that because he got that down. Right.
It's true. He's making those calls on the old line.
Yeah.
Hey, man, let's talk about our run game, Matthew, because we've been pretty damn good at it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we hear this all the time. Guys, take pride in it. Like, you like getting off the ball and banging guys and moving them out of the way and creating that space for Bijan and Tyler. And then, you know, to celebrate, right, when these guys break a run, you know, Tyler had, I think, a 20-yard run that was called back last week.
Yeah.
But, like, you see that, you feel good as an offensive lineman. Like, we can do this today.
Oh, no doubt. And it gets us going. And just seeing everybody buying in into the run game, you know, you guys might not see it, but like guys like Drake London going in and blocking, guys like Darnell, Ray having key blocks, and it just gets everybody going. And, you know, when Tyler's out there running three people over, you know, it just gets everybody going. So we're super hype about it. Obviously, Bijan's an incredible athlete. He makes us right, you know, some of the occasions. So it's just good to have, you know, those two guys back there and just going at it.
Matthew Bergeron is with us, guys. So last year, obviously, it didn't work out. This year, it's like, what a change of script. I mean, you know, Kirk Cousins comes in. By the way, what's it like playing with this guy? Because everybody we've spoken to said, man, he's a leader. He's a trip, basically, to play with.
I mean, he's a great dude. You know, obviously, the word to describe him is leader. Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as he walked in, everybody bought in. I think that's the main thing to be said about Kirk. He got a great attitude about the game. And, yeah, most people in offense look up to him.
You've gone up against some dudes already, right?
Yeah, right.
Inside, Chris Jones.
Yeah.
You got a little bit of that T.J. Watt early in the season. Is there somebody you went, man, that was a battle today? Like, you know, and no disrespect to any of these cats because everybody in the league can play, but, like, have you left on a Sunday and been like, that was a battle?
I mean, I feel like every Sunday there's a battle, man. Like, compared to college, you know, there's same game in college. You play those small schools.
You just took advantage of them.
Yeah, you're right. But you get in the league, no matter how good or how bad the record is,
they're good.
They're going to have some guys out there. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like every week's a battle. But you play certain guys like Chris Jones, guys like Quinnen Williams.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously we have to play Derrick Brown twice a year. That's a big challenge for us. Obviously, you gotta be on top of your fundamentals and just go out there and try and make it right, you know.
I know that Danuzel had to deal with Villaveda. Villaveda's arms are like tree trunks.
Oh, my God. He's so big and strong. Yeah. He's a different cat. But, yeah, like we have to play that guy twice a year. And no matter how good or how bad the team is, they're going to have some cats that can play ball. It's the National Football League.
A lot of talking or little talking down there on the line of scrimmage. I mean, I'm not talking about calling the calls.
Oh.
I'm talking about talking. Like, because – when big boys get tired, man, it's hard to talk a little smack, man.
No, it is.
Huh?
Do you talk that ish?
Do you talk that?
I talk a little bit. Last year, I said a word. But this year, I talk a little bit more. I was talking about confidence earlier, but I definitely talk a little bit more. But, yeah, in the fourth quarter, everybody's just quiet, you know, because it's a long game. And, yeah, you just focus on your assignment.
Yeah. So what's your go-to? It's going to be like this all day. What's your go-to?
I don't know. I just go with the rhythm, man. You know, I get shoved after a play or something like that. I'm going to turn back and talk a little bit. And it's just fun to see because, like
– I'm going
to
pancake your ass, right?
It's just fun to see because, like, you know, it gets guys, like, riled up. You know, if I see Newsel get picked on, whatever, I'm gonna go out there and have his back. So it's just good to see that everybody just coming in together.
Matthew Bergeron's with us here, guys. He's at the Ticketmaster Studios. By the way, ever drop any French on somebody? They have no idea what you're saying.
Oh, I haven't dropped any French on nobody, but I actually played Ben St. Juice last year, corner from the Washington Commanders. He had the game-winning pick against us last year in Mercedes-Benz. So we talked smack after the season a little bit, but I'm excited to play him again this year.
It's gonna be an interesting game,
man. No doubt.
What do you think about the Saints, man? We saw them already.
Mm-hmm.
Going on the road, you know, I mean, you were here last year. Look, this thing, we don't like them, right?
Right.
I mean, it's just what it is. Like, this is a college rivalry in the National Football League. Mm-hmm. We don't care what's going on with them. Coach said our prep is going to remain the same, but what do you see? Is there anything different, do you think, than the first time we saw these guys, and what are you expecting on Sunday?
I'm expecting a physical game. You know, obviously, they have something to prove. We have something to prove, and it's Saints week, so no matter how good or how bad the other team is, they're going to be a physical game. It's going to be a fight. And, you know, last time we went to New Orleans, and it wasn't a good outcome for us. So a lot of guys, you know, I didn't forget about it. So I want to go out there and get a win. And but I just know they're going to be riled up. You know, obviously, they've had some changes in the office. And so, yeah, they're going to come in ready to fight and trying to knock us off our route. But we'll put our head down and work.
All right, man. We're just talking. Matthew grew up, Carl, just down the road about an hour and a half from Montreal.
Yeah. Mm.
And we're just talking about maybe we'll get you on for a Formula One podcast.
Right? Oh, we should. We definitely should.
Big Max Verstappen fan.
That'd be dope.
I'll be a great guest. So every year I get a chance to go to the Canadian Grand Prix. And last year I was able to go to the Aston Martin garage.
Oh, cool.
So I got to see this
car. It's crazy, right?
That's
right, because Lance Stroll and his dad, Lawrence Stroll, richest guy in Canada.
Yeah, Lance Stroll's from Quebec, so, you know, So it was good. It was actually fun, yeah.
That's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, we are big fans. Right.
There you go, brother.
Keep grinding.
Appreciate you.
Enjoy watching you do what you do, and let's go get a dub on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Let's do it. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you guys.
Matthew Bergeron.
We love the guy, man. As we said before, we talked to him on Wednesday. He's just got good energy and just fun to talk to off the air, and really was that guy when Hennessy got banged up just last year. It was Jake Mathieu kind of pulled him aside and said, hey, man, here's your opportunity. Don't blow it. Like, it's the moment. And he did, and he took advantage of it. By the way, we mentioned Formula One because he's a big race fan. Pretty cool hanging out in the pits with Aston Martin. I was telling Carl, just sidebar, during the commercial break, speaking of F1, the boss of Mercedes, if you watch F1 coverage on, you know, ESPN, the evil Toto Wolff, in an interview today, says, you know, Carl, can I call you Carl? The thing with drivers like Lewis, we let him go too far because eventually drivers, they lose their skill set as they get older.
Okay. All right. Is he a Bond villain? What
yes,
the heck?
Yes, he is. If you ever watch Formula One, every time they show to him, we and I always laugh. And there he is, the evil Toto Wolff. He just looks like a bad guy in a Bond movie.
He does. And by the way, if you think Lewis is washed up, watch next season. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I'm excited.
Think he's
going to
be super motivated, Mike. Right. He did for Mercedes what a lot of people thought he would do. I think he's going to do the same thing for Ferrari.
It's been so weird when guys go to Ferrari and they just there's a lot of drama. Vettel couldn't win there at his stage of his career. I'm hoping Lewis, because I'm stoked. I got tickets for a bunch of races next year. Can't wait to be a Lewis fan with Ferrari. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Coming up, man, and good stuff there from Bergeron. He's one of the best in the business. But we got Yeah Man, No Man. Big O's going to handle that with Turtle out today. Mm. Also, our conversation with Danny Cannell. What does he think about the dogs? Find out coming up in less than 15 minutes on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Friday, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dukes and Bill hanging out with you. Thank you for being here with your boys. Hey, coming up, we're going to have a great conversation with Danny Cannell, talking college football. You'll hear what he told us. Also, we'll get to the picks of the week. I won last night. I took the Bengals to cover. It was 6, I believe.
Yeah.
I think it was 6. And it was a great game. But we'll get to the picks. Chris, he gave you his picks, Big O? We're good? Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, I was looking. I was going to put real quick. I'm just doing my research.
Yeah.
I heard Abe today, and I like the Bills against the Colts, but no Keon Coleman in this game.
He's out?
And Amari Cooper has a wrist injury, so he's listed as questionable. So, yeah.
Josh Allen, Superman.
The whole receiver room is banged up.
Yeah,
so,
4-point favorites on the road at Indy.
Okay.
So I'm rethinking that one
as
we speak.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. And Flacco's still starting, right? He's still starting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the picks are coming up. And also Steve Coonan coming up next hour.
You know, Dan Quinn feels it's a big litmus test for the Commanders going up against the Steelers.
Well, here's the deal. They lose, and it will be like nobody expected them to be in this spot. They win, more pressure starts to build as to what people think the Commanders are, because I think most people feel like the Steelers, and we've seen them, they have gotten better with Russ at quarterback, and now adding Williams. We asked BMAC this question last hour, guys, for those who missed it, Brian McFadden. He said the Mike Williams move is a move for December. It's not going to necessarily pay off right now. Mm. But as he gets acclimated, this is going to give them another guy to throw the football to, and they need that opposite Pickens. So we'll see, Mike. The Fairmuth, the tight end, is great. They love him. I'm just curious to see how the Commanders play in this game, because to me they've been leaky. They're 7-2, but they've been living on the edge.
And by the way, guys, Pitts is okay for guys who missed our update on the Falcons report earlier in the hour, and it looks like questionable still is Drake London.
All right, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man. Turtle is out. That means Big O is up.
Yeah, in the words of Ken Harrelson, that brings us to Big Fella. What you got, Big O?
What you got, man?
Grammy nods went out today, guys.
Oh.
Grammy nominations went out. And I know it's not as big a deal as it used to be. A lot of artists.
No interest whatsoever.
There you go. There you go, Mike. Album of the Year nominations came out. I'm going to read these, and there's one that I'm going to go last.
Very
interesting here, guys. Starting with Torture Poets Department by Taylor Swift.
Duh.
The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess by Chapel Roan.
Okay.
Hit Me Hard and Soft by Billie Eilish.
Mike, why are you looking at me like that?
I loathe Billie Eilish.
She was just in town.
Uh-huh.
DeJesse, Volume 4. I know what that is. Jacob Collier. Brat, Charlie XCX.
Yo, she's hot.
She is very hot.
She's hot.
What?
Short and Sweet, Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay.
Cowboy Carter by Beyonce.
Okay.
And New Blue Sun by Andre 3000.
Album of the year?
He got an album of the year nomination.
The jazz record?
The flute album got a got an album of the year Grammy nomination. So I don't know if he's going to be there, but got a nomination for album of the year. Shout out Andre 3000, who will be in Atlanta performing at the Fox Theater.
I mean, I never want to crap on that record because we want to get him in studio for that Big Boy. But man, it's hard to listen to some of that flute stuff.
Well, it's so, we said this when he put the album out. It was just so different. Right. Like, you know, artists explore different sounds, right? They all go through this.
Right.
And if you're a fan of that particular artist, whether it's a rapper or whatever, but when they start this whole process, you know, we're doing something different. Right. And usually it just is a turnoff for people who love their music. This was so different. Like, I'm not even rapping. I'm not saying anything. I'm gonna play the flute.
Yeah. I mean, every time Warren plays this, I think of like the Saturday Night Live skit with Cowbell and Blue Oyster Cult, you know, and Christopher Walken, like, you know, Andre, you've got great rhythms, amazing, amazing pacing, but I need more flute. I think it'd be awesome if we do some really deep, dark, flautist kind of action.
He is going to be at the Fox
next Saturday.
Hey, Warren, I saw that.
The first time you played this, it's like, remember when Metallica hooked up with Lou Reed? And it was like the worst record ever made.
It was just like hard hitting, but like Lou Reed's voice almost sounded like it was so bad.
Yeah,
it didn't even sound like it was like on time.
Yeah.
Like every note he said just sounded like one or two beats behind.
Well, here's what's funny. Like, I got friends, I got boys that are like, man, you know, that new album takes me to a place.
Where?
What are you listening to?
I mean, this is what I expect when I order, like, the Calm app from, like, LeBron. Yeah. This is what I expect to hear.
Yeah. So, hey, you're right. Big shout out.
That's a big deal,
He went completely left on this.
Absolutely he did.
And nobody thought it was going to amount to anything. And look at this. He's being acknowledged for his talents.
I don't know, man. To me,
why are you looking at me like
this
that?
This is like the kind of stuff Dr. Daniel plays if you want mood music at the hair transplant.
By the way, this track is 10 and a half minutes long.
Two?
It's 10 and a half minutes long.
Is this the remix?
That night in Hawaii when I turned into a panther and started making these little register noises.
Okay.
I got to be honest, man.
I mean, this is like it's Grammy nominated, but if we're honest, it's a tad self-indulgent.
I got to be honest. Was he high on this?
I don't know.
I mean, like, for real. Like, was he in the studio and just like, y'all feel this?
But I'll say this. We just talked about Quincy Jones who passed. If Andre, I mean, this is, it's moody, ethereal. Why don't you start scoring some more movies?
Well, may. Yeah, no, that's true. He might.
Do that.
But I just.
Where this would be background. And that's something I'd be listening to with headphones on.
Here's the thing about this. And I'm just shocked at this. Oh, that you're right, that it's nominated. But I'm glad for him. I'm happy for him. I just feel like this is one of those things, again, that he had the courage to do. There are a lot of artists, seriously, there are a lot of artists who would never go down this road because they don't have the balls to even attempt to do this, and he didn't care. And we've said this, guys, for those who don't know about Outkast and what they've done, I mean, you know, they're diamond. It's not about money. They are well off.
Yes,
they are enjoying life.
They got money on money, man.
But the fact of the matter is,
playing with owls and Instagram videos now.
Correct.
Man. I mean, they are above it all right
now. But to have the balls to do this kind of thing and know that it was going to be criticized and people are going to say, oh, what the hell is he doing? Good for him, man. That's all I can say. Was he high, though?
Shout out to Russ who just texted me, man, y'all please stop that. I'm about to fall asleep on the damn interstate. Sorry,
Rusty. No, I mean, like I said, you know, there's big moments in the pop star's world when they do a left turn, that's a hard 90 degree. That's a 180 is what that is, baby.
Yeah.
And on that note, guys.
Get the flute out. Use the space.
Just explore the space in here. You got it there, yes.
How long should this be? As long as you want.
Just go. We've got plenty of tape. It's digital.
Every
it's
time
digital.
I just think of like NPR, and now here's the latest from Andre 3000, running time 10 minutes, 35 seconds.
That's exactly what I think.
Sometimes, too, on the Grammys, like they'll do these little vignettes where they'll play music. Like, hey, this is the album of the year vignette. And they get to Andre, like they do the Outkast stuff, and then like, and here's the stuff from New Blue Sun.
Well, you know what this also means, right? He might perform at the Grammys.
Do you want to see that on the Grammys?
No, but I'm saying if he's nominated, he might be one of the people that ends up performing.
That's when you'll see something on the bottom show. Earlier performances are online.
Outkast has one of my all-time favorite Grammy performances.
Right?
They did this mashup in 2004 with them, Earth, Wind & Fire, and Robert Randolph.
Oh, wow.
And it was amazing.
What year was that?
It was 2004, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was great. A little bit different if Andre does this, but I don't mind. But just
in 2028, when we're here in Atlanta and we will probably finally get the halftime show right, I don't want to hear any of that. Imagine that.
What if it wins Album of the Year?
Andre comes down on a zip line playing the flute.
What if it wins Album of the Year?
By the way, I would pay all the money in the world, Mike, to see them drop him on a zip line with a flute.
Unbelievable.
It'd be different, man. It'd be different.
Oh, it would be.
I'd buy that.
Shout out to Andre, man. Do you. Which he is.
Andre, don't do you.
Do you.
Don't do that again.
He's absolutely doing him.
All right. Moving right along here, guys. This offseason, we had a big player movement from the Los Angeles Clippers. Paul George, West Coast guy, decided he would take his talents to Philadelphia, playing with the Sixers now. Had his first game earlier this week. Second game was a return to L.A. And I know this because I worked the Clippers games for Turner, and we get the kind of the OG, like, arena feed. They show the stadium scoreboard, and they show Paul, and you just hear all these boos. And it's a lead into his tribute video.
Oh,
wow.
So Paul was kind of taken aback by that. And after the game, they asked him, like, hey, man, all those boos you got during the game, what do you think about that?
Yes, he did. He signed a four-year, $211 million contract with the Sixers after he had signed previously a large contract with the Clips.
Yeah, now we all know why he left. He can't win with James Harden. But that's a whole other story, right? I mean, I'm saying that because Harden has not won nothing. But boo him doing his tribute video? That's cold.
They low-key, you just hear all these boos in them. They're doing a tribute video for the guy right now. Oh, my gosh.
Think about all the players that the Hawks over the years have done a tribute video to, right? And whether they've been here 6 days or 6 hours,
right?
I mean, hell, they do the tribute and you're like, oh, well, all right. At least I'll applaud for it. You know, it's cool. To boo him, that's pretty cool.
Well, I mean,
man.
But L.A., I mean, the Clippers.
By the way, that new arena is dumb.
Unbelievable. That little
it is
the wall
amazing.
Basically went vertical, like a very steep angle for the fans, so you're really in the free throw shooter's eye line.
51 rows that they have set up where it's just all fans right there at the wall.
That really is kind of neat. But no, I just felt that, look, he took the money. It's a good core with the Clippers, and you kind of blew up the game plan, or you blew up a piece of the big game plan. That's why they got the reaction. Look, hey, you got a lot of loot. You ticked off the fan base. Live with it.
Yeah. Free agent, though, he's right about that. He didn't demand a trade. He wasn't that dude, at least not that point. Or that time. Not this time.
You've got your 30 pieces of silver, Paul George.
What else, Big O?
Well, on that note, guys, I'm going to go hang it out of here, but I'll leave you with some more Grammy Album of the Year nominated gentleman, Andre 3000.
Yes. It's unbelievable. I, you know what, Mike? This shows that there are so many different styles that are respected when it comes to Album of the Year.
I wish she could get together with Yo-Yo Ma. That'd be really awesome, man. Hey, man, we were talking earlier about the dogs. A couple guys hit us up on the text line basically saying, you keep talking about Ole Miss and the money. Were they going to fire Lane? I guess there's a Rebel fan that's upset with us. No, we're just saying it's a new reality of NIL. We talked about it yesterday. Big article came out in The Athletic about it. It's not like they're going to tar and feather him and run him out of Oxford, although Tennessee fans would pay to see that. It's just saying that they put some money together. That's why there's expectations with this team, especially to beat this Georgia team.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And this is an arms race, right?
Right.
A couple of years ago, I do like talking.
By the way, you can't possibly. You can't possibly think this is one of the top five records of the year.
I'm just telling you, Mike. My boy was like, "I vibe with this man." Coaches are asking their guys, all right, for more money,
right,
so that they can compete. And this is what we're talking about. So,
look, if I had some edibles right now and like a plasma screen with some cool videos, maybe. But otherwise, man.
Well, that's how these things get started. All right, coming up, we're going to hear from Danny Cannell, guys. We're talking college football, the dogs, and much more on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.